Hello, this is Autumn Miles with the Autumn Miles Show. How are you out there? I love you guys. Let me just tell you, we have prayed for you today. We know that the show today is going to minister to you. We believe it's an appointed thing that you are listening to the show right now. So don't go anywhere. Our guest today is going to be amazing. I'm really honored that she would be on the show today. And wow, look to my left. Trouble is in the studio today. Hi, Rick Walker.
Well, how are you, Autumn?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great, and I'm just thrilled to be here. This is going to be great.
Okay.
Thanks for having me back.
Rick has co-hosted with me before, and I just, for those of that didn't catch that show, let's just tell them, Rick Walker gave me my start in radio a few years ago now.
It
seems
like forever ago.
It seems like an eternity.
Yeah. Yes. We had some great ministry together.
We really did.
Amazing guests, and I'm glad you're carrying the torch.
Thank you. Well, it's because
well
of
done.
You.
Well
and
done.
I just want to publicly, you know, it is important. I just want to say out there, it's important to honor people that have given you a start in something. And I don't know what Rick saw in me, but I just want to publicly honor you, Rick, because I do love you.
Well, thank you. I love you too. And it's very distracting because you've got a little lipstick smear on your tooth right there.
I was being so kind.
I know.
You are being so rude.
It's good to be back.
I'm still honoring you through your insult. Thank you.
I love you.
That's how we do it at the Autumn Miles Show. Okay.
Thank you.
He's going to be with us all week this week. Thank you for joining us, Rick. We're going to have a lot of fun together. I want you guys to hit up the podcast. Our podcast, you know, I'm hearing from a lot of you guys that you're listening. Where can I get it? I heard that show. When is it going to air again? Where do I get it? Well, guess what? Podcast, Autumn Miles Show. You can find it right there. Okay, without further ado, I'm trying to talk super, super fast so we can get to our guest. Annie Downs is joining us today. She is an author, speaker. She's a blogger based in Nashville, Tennessee. She's a Southern girl, and she has written a new book that we are going to talk about today. Welcome to the show, Annie. How are you?
Oh, I'm already having a great time, so I'm really glad to be here.
Annie, did you hear that insult that he just thrust at me when I was
that
trying
was
to be
terrible.
Nice?
That was not me.
Rick, here's the thing. No one would have known, because it's radio.
Oh, that's right.
Except for me and the
right,
Lord.
Except for you. So there's
right.
like half of me that's like, that's the nicest thing you could have done, because y'all would have known. And the other half of me is like, ouch.
He keeps me humble, Annie.
That's
over
part
here.
Of my ministry.
That's part of what you have to honor him for, that he didn't let you believe all the hype about yourself.
I'm starting to want to take back my whole honor comment because of that.
Well, I'm amazed she keeps inviting me back. So it's just good to be here.
Well, after
good
that,
to have you
me
here.
Too. Good to have you, Annie. You have such a cool personality. We've been all over all your stuff, your YouTube, all that kind of stuff. And I'm so excited that you're here. I want you, let's just get right into it. I want to talk about the book. Let's talk for a minute about the contents of the book and the inspiration behind Looking for Lovely.
Yeah, sure. You know, my book before Looking for Lovely is called Let's All Be Brave. And when I finished writing Let's All Be Brave, I kind of had a meltdown on him, like a good one. Like, I got on a plane and flew away from everybody.
Yeah.
And so it was like one of those high-level crazy decisions. And now, to be fair, I only flew to Florida. So it wasn't like I did something awesome and flew to, like, Asia. But I did fly from Tennessee to Florida and didn't tell anybody. But what ended up happening is God kind of used that experience and opened my eyes to, like, hey, something's really not right here. And we need to figure it out. And so I came back to Nashville and kind of got into counseling and kind of got in front of a professional Christian counselor and said, like, hey, here are all these things that are falling apart, and I wanted to run from them all. You know, I didn't want to end my life. I just didn't want to deal with my life anymore. And we had to figure out what that was about. And we started, as we dug into it, we started to realize that maybe my whole life, that's been the answer for me, that my whole life, the thought has been, if it feels too hard, I want to walk away. And that's not actually what the Bible tells us to do, right? The Bible says, like, persevere and finish the race that God puts you in. And my life drastically changed when I quit quitting. when I quit quitting the hard stuff, when I quit quitting the challenges that I had brought upon myself, when I quit quitting the pain and instead tried to walk to the other side. And that's really what Looking for Lovely is about. It's the story of the last 3 years. Really, the greatest transformation my life has ever known came because I walked through the greatest breakdown that my life has ever known to date. To be clear, I'm sure both will come again, but to date, those were the greatest changes that my life has ever known.
Wow. And first of all, I love everything you just said, but I feel like right now, culturally, we are in this sort of, I don't know, mindset that if it is too hard, you do quit. You do give up because no one likes a challenge anymore. They're like almost allergic to a challenge to step out and to do anything for the Lord, or even to confront their own demons that are haunting themselves. So I love the fact that your life changed when you quit quitting. This idea of quitting, and quitting is so easy. And I know this. I've been a leader for a long time. I believe a CEO of a ministry, and excuse me.
Just she swallowed. Gets choked up
I
over
just,
that.
I just, oh, sure, sure. Yeah. She's all choked up about it.
I just swallowed my spit wrong, guys. No, but here I am. You know, we have amazing people that come through, and there was one gal that worked for me, and she wanted to quit, and I looked at her and I said, "No, you can't quit. I'm not going to let you quit." And she looked at me like, Katie's in the studio, and Katie was on that conference call, and she didn't look at me. She said, "What? You're not going to let me quit?" I said, "No, because you have more to do for the Lord with our ministry." And she ended up fulfilling exactly what she had. And now she's a nurse, and it's amazing. But why is it, Annie, that everyone wants to quit these days? Why is that?
Well, you know, I think part of it, to give us a little bit of excuse, I think part of it is a lot of times Christians talk about the like a closed door, right? Like,
oh,
we think if something is hard, that it's a closed door.
We spiritualize
I hate
it.
That.
Yeah.
Let's
spiritualize it, yeah.
Yeah. And
the Lord shut the door.
Things are allowed to be hard, mm-hmm. and that doesn't mean they're wrong. Things are allowed to hurt, and that doesn't mean they're wrong, right? I mean, that's my counselor, who I saw yesterday, to be clear, I still see her a lot. One of the things we talk about so much is the mystery of the gospel and what it looks like to embrace mystery, and what it looks like to, if something is hard, it does not mean it's wrong, that it's not that cut and dry. Mm. And so we really have to, what I have to do is say to the Lord and say to my counselor, my mentor, my best friends, the people who know me in my everyday life, and go like, "What do you think? Is this a closed door, or am I supposed to persevere through this?" Like, you have to invite other people in. But I think that's why we quit, is we quit because it feels hard, and we think, oops, if it feels hard, God doesn't have this for me, because surely he does not mean for me to hurt.
Which is so contradictory. That's so contradictory of the scriptures. Like, you think standing there in front of the Red Sea was like, you know, a piece of cake? Are you kidding me? Moses had to persevere and really have a ton of courage in that moment. Like, I'm sure that was overwhelming.
Well, the Bible does say you will go through trials.
Yeah.
You will go through hardship. That's life. Annie, I was just curious, what was the catalyst, that moment where it dawned on you, I need to quit quitting? What happened to trigger that?
You know, I was walking. There's a place here in Nashville called Radnor Lake. And I had started walking at Radnor a couple of times a week and listening to sermon podcasts. And there was this one podcast that was talking about what a spirit-filled life looks like. And I've been a Christian for a long time, since I was a kid. And so as the pastor is going through the list, I'll be honest and say to y'all, I kept being like, "Yeah, I got that. Yeah, I got that. Yeah, yeah, that's me, right?" Mm-hmm. And then he goes, to be a spirit-filled Christian, you have to have perseverance in your life. Mm-hmm. And I'm not kidding, y'all. It is like the Holy Spirit punched me in the gut, right? I mean, all of a sudden, I was like, that's not me. Mm-hmm. I don't persevere through anything. And I I stopped right where I was on the path, and I thought, I have never let that word be a part of my life. Mm-hmm. I have never gone out. And it really was that eye-opening. It was a scales falling off my eyes moment. It didn't give me the answers, but I recognized the question I needed to ask, right? It didn't say, okay, so here's what you're supposed to do. And I went, finally, I know what to do. But what it did do is I walked away from that day at Radnor Lake and I went, I'm supposed to ask the question, what does it look like for me to persevere in my life, for me?
Wow.
And then I dug into that with the help of other people. Certainly, I just don't think we're meant to. I'm single, and so I don't think we're meant to do any of this by ourselves.
Yeah.
And it is easy for a single person to go like, well, I live by myself and I work by myself and no one really knows the junk and no one takes care of me. No one's with me. But we have to, and this is true for my marriage friends too. We have to invite people in and go like, hey, I need you to know that I'm asking this question. What does it look like to persevere for me? And I would love if you have watched my life and you see something you think might be an answer to that question for you to share that with me.
Persevere.
That word hurts.
I know. I feel convicted just listening to what you're saying.
Well, that's why I'm here today. That's why they brought me.
To convict the host. Thank you. No. But I keep going back to this thing that we are a give up Christian culture right now.
Yeah,
we want it to be fed to us easy. We don't want to. We don't really want to sort of bite off the meat and act on what crazy thing God is telling us. And this is actually setting up our week incredibly because we have a lot of people this week that are going to talk about crazy acts of faith that they've done for the Lord. If you are listening to us right now, we are talking to Annie Downs. She is talking about her new book, Looking for Lovely. You can find this everywhere, but lookingforlovely.com is where you can pick it up. That's kind of where we want to point you to. Her website is Annie, F as in fancy, Downs.com. I want you guys to go look her up.
That's right. I'm so fancy. That's what the F is for.
Girl, you're so fancy.
Let me tell you what it really is. There is an Annie Downs who's a really famous quilter in Australia.
Yeah.
Y'all, what are the chances? So we were like, well, I guess we're using your middle initial everywhere. So, but my middle name is really hard because there's only like Frank and Francis that are F, right? But mine is weird. So we're always like, F like fancy, girl.
I love it. Okay, so in my for our listeners out there, we do pre-interviews with our guests to just get all we can to sort of investigate them and get to know them. And there in my notes, it says, how has God showed me his faithfulness through a watermelon? And one in my pre-production, they're like, we don't know. I'm dying because God uses these simple things like watermelons
to change our lives.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, so that's the whole idea of Looking for Lovely is if you're going to persevere, because let me back up and say one thing. You know, we tell people a lot that they need to have hope. And we tattoo it on our bodies. We hang it in our houses like hope is this thing you can just have.
Mm.
And it's not. It's not a fruit of the Spirit. Mm. It is actually something that takes you investing in it. So what it says in Romans 5 is that we have to rejoice in our sufferings so that we can persevere, so that our character grows, and then we have hope.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so that's why we have to persevere is because it is actually the gateway to hope.
Mm.
If you want to have a hope-filled life, you have got to learn to persevere so that your character can grow. And that's where it comes from. And what that came down to is the only way I quit quitting is if I started seeing beautiful moments from God in my everyday life. So that's where the watermelon came from. I went to the farmer's market. We have a farmer's market in my neighborhood. And it's really fun because all the families go, all the friends go. I mean, I buy like a smoothie every time. I don't even like buy vegetables. I just go to see my friends. Y'all,
I love the farmer's market. It's the bomb.
Oh, it's so fun. And so I have my little friend Annabelle, who's like three, one of my best friend's children, was walking with me. And we walked over and we picked up a slice. They were letting us taste watermelon. And because I'm the great, like, they call me, you're going to love this so much. All my friends' kids call me Glitter Aunt. Because glitter is my favorite color. So they call me Glitter Aunt.
I love you even more. I love that.
So funny.
That's
so it's like
precious.
I'm not a normal aunt. Nobody thinks I'm actually their family directly, but they're like, no, she's our Glitter Aunt. And so so this is one of the families that I'm the Glitter Aunt to the kids. So I have her over there, and being the good Glitter Aunt I am, I'm picking the watermelon seeds out of the watermelon.
Oh.
And when I'm holding it, I'm going like, because y'all know what a watermelon seed feels like. It's black and it's tiny and it's slimy. And I was like, how does that become a watermelon?
Mm.
Right? Like, those don't look anything alike. A watermelon seed is tiny and gross, and these watermelons are big and colorful and beautiful and not only good for me, but they're good to share, right?
Mm.
Like, they benefit a lot of people. And y'all, so clearly the Lord brought back that scripture to my mind where he says, What you sow in tears, you reap in joy.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, I don't know how that's true, right? Like all the tears I've sown in my life about tragedy or heartache or whatever feel like they're so big and they're so many. And it's still true, but I can, and so I don't know how God turns that into joy, but I do see a watermelon seed in a watermelon. Mm. And so I go, okay, God, somehow every tear I've cried is like a watermelon seed, and somehow you're going to multiply it and change it and make it big and beautiful and colorful and good for a lot of people when you take my tears and turn them into joy.
Outstanding.
And I never understood that verse until I saw a watermelon.
Love it.
And what is that passage, Autumn, you may have to help me, where the seed has to die and fall into the ground before it gives birth.
Yeah.
And we go through that death. Everyone, no matter who you are, what you're going through, there's a death that occurs in your life. It can be death of a vision. It can be death of a dream. But unless you go through that hardship, I mean, and every person who has achieved or who they've had a death of some sort in their life, and that's such a good picture. And then as you were talking about the seeds, I remembered a quote. I don't remember who said it, but they said, you can count the number of seeds in an apple, but you can't count the number of apples in a seed. And that's pretty profound, because
look at you, Rick Walker.
I know.
Rick, drop the mic, Rick.
But when you go through that death, it's amazing how God turns that around, and you can give birth to so many more watermelons and apples and bring joy to people, bring hope. But you have to go through that hardship, which does take perseverance, like you're saying. So what a profound concept. I really appreciate what you're saying.
It changed my life, really.
Yeah.
I had watermelon yesterday at breakfast, and I was like, God, you remind me all the time that you see me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to, is we can persevere through anything if we feel like we're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so God uses nature and other humans and his word and books, all. And this radio, I mean, he uses all these things to remind us, hey, you're not alone. I'm here. Don't give up.
Don't you love how God uses little things like watermelon to hammer out a spiritual truth?
Mm-hmm.
And Autumn and I were just talking about how we've learned so many spiritual insights through our kids, you know?
Yeah.
Little life lessons.
I gotta tell the story. I was praying. You know, I'm a big prayer. I'm a dreamer over here. And Annie, it sounds like you are too. But we had I'm actually at a park, because I have four kids, Annie. You know, my house is nuts.
You need a glitter aunt.
Come to Dallas. I'd love that. But here I am. I'm at a park because that's where my office is typically. And I'm praying for confirmation for something that I'm praying for in my life. And I'm like, I look up and I'm like, Lord, I need to see the word lock in a unique way. And I get in my car and I see like a locksmith truck drive by, and I'm like, that's not it. Okay, lock is like not, that's like the easiest word ever. Like, I'm going to question it. And I thought to myself, I said, Lord, and this might sound crazy, but it works in my life. I just prayed. I said, Lord, let my daughter, my oldest 10-year-old daughter, talk about lock in some form today. And I mean, I thought, my daughter, she's never failed me. And I go up to my my baby's bedroom. I have two babies. And I'm in the baby's bedroom, and my daughter walks in and she goes, Mom, guess what we learned about in school today? The Loch Ness Monster.
Oh my God.
And I started crying. Our nanny's in the room. I'm like emotional. And I looked at her and I couldn't listen to anything that she said, because the Lord and my little 10-year-old daughter was saying, listen, I hear you. I'm going to answer your specific prayer. As ridiculous as your request is, I'm going to do it, because that's how much I love you. I am in this situation. And it brought me such encouragement, much like the watermelon, you know, that you had to persevere. I'm going to persevere in what I'm praying for, because he is involved in the little things. So that's a little story from my life right there.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. And I think God wants us to ask him to be that personal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I think that sometimes that scares us because we think, what is it going to say about God if he doesn't pull through?
Yes.
Right? Like, it scares us to ask. It does not scare him.
That's right.
He's not afraid of us going like, hey, I need you to be real personal for me today.
Mm.
I need you to show up in a way. And I'm kind of in that right now because the night before May 1st, I felt like the Lord said, you're going to love May. And I was like, okay. And so, which isn't a big deal and doesn't make a ton of sense. But so I just started a list on my phone every day of the month. And I thought, okay, I'm going to love something about today. And it opened my eyes to things that I would have missed in April.
Mm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I thought, no, he told me to look this month. So I'm looking.
Mm.
Right? So there's a difference. Y'all know this because you're adults and know how to use words. But there's a difference between looking and watching.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like when we watch a movie, it's very passive. Like I'm going to buy my Coke Icy. I'm going to buy my ticket.
Yeah,
I'm
girl.
Sit down. I'm not worried about whether the movie's ever going to start because I'm there to watch it. I know it's coming.
Yeah.
Right? But when I'm looking for something, if one of your kids is missing at the park, you're looking for them. You're not watching for them to show up.
Yes.
Right? Which is why we called the book Looking for Lovely, because it's a really active thing. God showing up for you isn't something you sit back and let happen like a movie.
Mm.
You look for it. You look for him showing up in these little moments, and he does.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one question real quick.
I'm obsessed with what she just said, so hurry up.
Okay, I'll hurry up real quick. Give us some top tips, because there are people who are listening that they're going through the hardship.
Yeah.
They are trying to persevere, but they just need some, man, you know, give me some best practice or tips. What helped you persevere?
Yeah,
what
that's
are some
good. Personal, practical advice.
Yeah, so for starters, like we kind of talked about for a minute, it's inviting other people in, because it was virtually impossible to persevere through anything by myself. Because I just am not strong. I just can't muster up enough cheer. I mean, football teams don't play without cheerleaders, right? Like, we cannot muster up enough to cheer for ourselves. We were always meant to have cheerleaders. So inviting other people in, I think, is a really big deal. And I also think another, like, practical thing for me has been kind of journaling the process and writing out, on the other side of this, here's what I hope is there.
Mm.
Right? Like, on the other side of this journey toward a healthier life, I hope I can finish a half marathon.
Mm.
On the other side of pursuing this career, I hope this is my full-time job.
Mm.
Right? And it's not like we put God in handcuffs and lock him to that dream. But it just kind of helps us go like, this is for a purpose, right? Like, this really matters. And so I think that's really important, of going like, even in tragedies, going, okay, on the other side of this, I hope that I see God in a new way.
Mm.
And then you go, okay, I'll stay in this until that's true.
Yeah.
Until I see something new about God, I'll stay in this. I interviewed a friend. I have a podcast as well called That Sounds Fun with Annie F. Down.
Cool.
And I interviewed a friend of mine yesterday who has ALS.
Mm.
And he used to play in the NFL, and just as y'all know how ALS works, it just deteriorates your muscles. And
right.
And I said, what do you know about God that I don't know? And he said, I absolutely know how much God loves me, and I'm not sure you do.
Whoa.
And I thought, oh my gosh. I mean, I cried. I've never cried recording a podcast, and I cried because I thought, he's exactly right. He has persevered through something that I, thank God, I haven't had to persevere through. But he has not given up hope that God is for him. And in this story of his body drastically changing, a disease that has no solution currently, that he has found how much God loves him.
Wow.
Like, crazy, right? But that's what perseverance does. Perseverance changes your view on every situation in your life.
Wow.
Sure does.
You are knocking it out of the park. Let me just tell you. I feel like
I'm talking to my friends.
No,
like, we've known each other forever.
Because we're soul sister and brother. No, seriously though, this idea that God can be so incredibly personal and can speak to something that it's a ridiculous answer to prayer, ridiculous things. He is right there. The month of May is going to be great for us. Look for it. And the challenge to persevere are world needs to hear. I feel like people are giving up hope left and right. And wow. The book is called Looking for Lovely. Annie Downs is our guest today. We've got to wrap it up here. Go get this book. She has inspired me this morning. Thank you,
Annie,
being on the show.
And I'll be in Dallas at the end of May, by the way.
Yay! Come see us.
We would love that. Cross Timbers Church in Argyle.
I love that. Well, and come out and see her when she comes speak in Dallas.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Annie. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me, y'all. It was really, really fun.
Awesome. And thank you for listening to the Autumn Miles Show. We will catch you tomorrow right here.